what programs in the school district are you interested in particular in advancing during your tenure as superintendent?
Mm-hmm. I would look at how we are implementing our response to intervention, which takes a look at how we respond to the needs of all our students and our learners. I'm also a strong advocate of our program called AVID, Achievement Via Individual Determination, that we have in all our secondary schools that takes a look at providing support for students that I guess would be in underserved student populations and getting them prepared for to be successful in post-secondary work.
And you've spoken about the STEM initiative. Would you mind telling me a little bit about how you would go about advancing that?
Sure. When you mentioned programs, certainly I mentioned the response intervention, AVID. Also, as part of our magnet program, we have the STEM initiative at Booker T. Washington, as well as the primary years program at Garden Hills. And so as I look at the future here in Champaign Unit 4, taking a look at our STEM initiative, Booker T. Washington, and being able to move that into our middle and then into our high schools. We'll hopefully be taking a look at how are we implementing our technology programs in our middle and into our high schools. I'd love to be able to see our students have access to advanced placement programs such as advanced placement computer science by the time they enter their junior or senior year in our high schools. When it comes to the primary years program, that should build into international baccalaureate. Now, even though we have an advanced placement program currently in our high schools, certainly having that international baccalaureate program will only serve our students even more than we already do, and certainly have that global perspective.
How does the STEM initiative work exactly?
We are taking a look at science, technology, engineering, and math, that what it stands for, and actually we're looking at changing it from STEM to STEAM and adding the arts. It's the latest trend now with that. And so we've been working very closely with the University of Illinois and through different grants and different departments at the university, developing curriculum units that reflect the different components of STEM. Mm-hmm. And those components then are integrated into the curriculum. So students, you know, starting kindergarten at Booker T. Washington have exposure to different aspects of science, technology, engineering, and math.
Okay. Now, the strategic plan, the district's strategic plan, was posted online, I believe, in 2008. Mm-hmm. How relevant is it today, and do you think it needs to be updated?
Good question. Our strategic plan is referred to as the Great Schools Together Plan, and it was developed in 2008 through a committee that consisted of not just only school members, but community members. And it was last year that we defined the metrics that we're going to use to measure the different goals and objectives that are part of the Great Schools Together plan. And so we did our update last June, I believe, and I'm preparing to present to the board another update at the end of January so we can take a look at what our strengths are and then, of course, what are some areas that we need to maybe focus a little bit more on.
What sort of areas in particular?
Well, I look at one of the first areas, of course, is achievement and well-being, and one of the indicators takes a look at student retention. Certainly not that much of an issue when you look at it at the elementary level, but what are we doing when it comes to those critical years, like, for example, ninth grade, and we take a look at students who earn enough credits in order to earn sophomore status. And what trend are we seeing? Are we seeing that we are decreasing the number of students who are not able to make sophomore status? We should be, because we have put a number of initiatives in at the ninth grade to help support students. So that's one piece. Another piece deals with diversity and taking a look at underrepresented student populations in honors courses, and not just the access piece, but what are the outcomes? Are students, when you look at the grade rate distribution, performing at the same level or close to what their peers are performing at? So those are just two specific areas that I've been involved with a lot. And so we certainly continue to take a look at what our outcomes are for our students in those areas.
It's just incredible how much retention levels and work in the classroom, how much it changes. It's never really, mm-hmm. doesn't stay consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. Certainly the more issues that students bring to us and in society, the more we have to take a look at how do we wrap around our students and their needs and being able to still deliver a quality education.
I noticed in the strategic plan it doesn't mention anything about obesity, the obesity epidemic. Is that something that's missing?
we don't address the obesity epidemic, I think, specifically as a means of measure, but certainly concerned with the health and well-being of our students. I know there's an initiative, for example, at Jefferson Middle School, we're taking a look at increased brain activity and how that's connected to physical activity. And the principal, Dr. Susan Zola, actually put in a few stationary bikes in her library, as well as a few exercise balls in the classroom, so that students, instead of just going to the library and sitting on a chair or whatever, can also get on an exercise bike, and they actually have it fixed so that you can actually put your iPad on the bike itself and possibly go through and read a book that way too. So I think there's a lot of – and also I should mention that Carrie Busey has it as an initiative as well when it comes to the type of foods our students get during the day and making sure they get more fruits and vegetables from natural sources.
Now, as you know, Illinois just recently won $43 million from Race to the Top funding, huge amount of money, and it helped bolster education, science, math, engineering, technology. Some of the money will also be used to install the new Common Core state standards that have already been implemented in many other states. What are some of the noticeable differences that the public will see because of the Race to the Top funding, specifically in the Unit 4 schools?
I think it's too early to tell. I haven't received anything specifically from the state. I can certainly connect that to Common Core, and that we'll certainly see our students doing a lot more when it comes to higher order thinking, when it comes to especially writing in the curriculum. We're certainly going to see some significant changes in math curriculum, and that things that were maybe done in first and second grade will certainly be introduced earlier for students, especially also as well as in the middle level, where the expectation is that students will have exposure to algebraic concepts before they exit eighth grade.
Now, Arthur Culver, I know he was brought in to help fulfill the district's promises with the consent decree, and now that it's been lifted, wondering what will you do to make sure that the district doesn't lose ground on maintaining racial equality?
When it comes to all the initiatives that were associated with the consent decree, certainly want to continue to support those initiatives and maintain our focus on both equity and excellence. So taking a look at not just how our African-American students perform, but other student groups is not only about access, but outcomes. How are they performing to the overall general population? Certainly having to address the disparity between African-American students and discipline rates when compared to other students. So it stays on the agenda.
How would you assess the level of confidence and trust that the community has in the school district?
There is a lack of trust. We're probably one of the best-kept secrets when it comes to all the things that are taking place in our public schools, and we need to do a better job of getting the good news out as to what's taking place, as well as building those bridges with different members of the community and talking about what their concerns are, what their perceptions are, and opening up good two-way communication.
And then I guess finally, as you well know, the city of Champaign is going to be naming a new police chief in the new year. How does the district plan to work with that new chief of police?
I hope we work very closely together. I know that the person being appointed is going to come into a difficult situation and trying to bridge issues in the community that have arisen because of incidents that have taken place in the past. And we have police officers in our buildings. We have school resource officers in all of our secondary buildings. So I'm hoping that once the person is appointed, I have an opportunity to meet with him or her and talk through how we can work together to serve the community.